on his farm, my grandfather was equal to any other white man that had a farm. My grandmother, on the other hand, because of what she did, actually going into somebody else's house to clean their house. You know, one of the things that used to bother me greatly was that my grandmother in these women's house, many of them were much younger than my grandmother, she was Christine. Like, nobody in our community, at our church, or would have ever called her Christine. She was always Miss Christine or Miss Wilkinson. Because my grandfather was a farmer and was rooted to his piece of the earth, that sort of entry, I think, into racism or racist world was something my grandfather, you know, if he had to go in and deal with it, he did. And then he'd come back out and he'd go tend to his animals or tend to his farm. And he'd be serene. He had a very peaceful existence about himself. And so he didn't bring in any of that sort of residual stuff from the pain of that. And it was with my grandmother much more closely.